This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Very clever.
I know that song.
Wait a minute. Wow. Well done, fat boy.
You got people confused, like, it ain't Thursday. What are you doing?
Here I was thinking it's Monday. It's it's Tuesday. Thursday.
Uh-oh.
That's amazing we never got sued by ZZ Top. I guess they would sue us.
Oh, yeah, they would.
They would sue us. They would call their Zawyer. Probably have lunch at Zaxby's.
Well, who's left? That'd be Billy, right? Billy, come after us.
Yeah, that's it.
Old Dustin, rest in peace.
And Frank Dustin. Beard's still with us, so.
Yep.
Some long old beards.
Yeah, he was the one that didn't have one. It's Frank right. Beard. And ZZ Top did not have a beard.
Yeah, guys, I ain't doing the beard bit, man. I thought about it. And
just scratched my face up. I can't do my drums the way y'all spin your guitar, so screw y'all. Plus, y'all act like you're twins.
They gonna get us mixed up with Doug Dynasty, and I ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it. God, that was very well done there. It's Fat Boy's rejoin week, and he said, oh, got an idea right here.
A little pivot.
Well done.
I'm sure I'll disappoint later.
I always say this, power to the people, unless I disagree with the people. But power to the people in this is we've put up some polls. Don't get excited, Paige. It's nothing to dance on.
Oh.
Not the ones you
damn
get.
Damn it.
That's what I get.
He's talking about putting up some polls. She could put up some polls. You know?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? She'll get up there. What is the other dancing they do? They spin around with some linens or something. Like there's like...
Oh, what is that?
Like burlesque?
Yeah. It won't be... It's like,
yeah,
just like
beautiful.
Long tapestries.
Like flags? Oh, yeah. Is that like Celtic woman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't they do that?
Yes. Their star is Mary Bird. Sports fans got that one.
It's like a... What is it? Will Ferrell did it in Old School.
Oh, let's not use him as any example.
I know, I hate him. He sucks now, but this first one that came to mind is like a little flag, kind of.
Well, okay.
I like the circles, too.
So...
Oh, yeah.
We put up several polls today, and for instance, you can find it on Twitter, at The Rise Guys. You can find it on Instagram, at The Rise Guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it on Facebook. Facebook.com/Rise Guys. We don't have the V on that one.
That Twitter got a lot of action over the weekend, though.
Also, shout out to Fightful Select for putting us over on their website. I mean, that's a pretty damn big deal.
With Sean Ross Sapp and all of them over there.
Yeah. Is he in Creed or?
No.
Yeah. Well, nevertheless, that's Sapp. He's the guy who made Infections.
He really did. Look out. Don't get sick.
Got a step infection.
Well, I just got a tetanus shot.
Oh, damn. I should have asked him that. Oh.
And the question is, should we retire Facebook fussing? And for those of you who don't understand what that means, and you're like new in the business world, should we sunset Facebook fussing.
Oh, that's the
in the business day. World, they don't say the R word. Really, no. Any of them anymore. they've outlawed that.
No R words.
No R words. None.
None allowed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Especially recognition.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's the big one. That's the big one they don't like.
That was just off the top of my head.
Reward?
Reward.
That's the other one.
For you to say.
You lost your car keys and you want a reward?
You woke up in time and came to work. Would you like a reward?
Why is it if their dog got missing, you know, they could offer a reward, but if they lost their car keys in building and I find them, they're not going to offer me like lunch or drinks.
No, I don't want a zucchini.
I should go rehide them.
Give me some trade.
So you can go vote on those, or you can call in or whatever you'd like to do. We figured that'd be a quick sweep of the audience to see. Just to, you know, ultimately we want to keep everybody happy and we want everybody to be into it.
This is the best way to do it.
I personally, like I've said this before, like I go with what y'all say, the people. Because that's ultimately what matters. I mean, there's, like, for instance, I hate doing headlines. I'm just kidding.
Oh, just your
hands. Oh my God, back
she just turned around and gave me that look.
They got
that
the over the shoulder.
No, I mean, there's actually that's one of my favorite segments because I don't just have to. I just have to sit here and just talk. It's fun. I mean, that's what I do most of the time. But like, it's just you bring the stuff to us and we just talk about it.
We get to react.
So. You know, I'm not going to say that my heart's not in it or whatever. I don't love it like I used to. But
yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to influence everybody, but we've said it before, like you said, so you can say it.
It just this really, really dawned on me here recently. Like, man, I'd rather leave something alone than to run it in the ground.
Do you want a couple stats with it? I don't know if I want to give these out. Or...
Oh God.
So this is when we first started doing it. It wasn't on a regular routine. It was just whenever we wanted to pop one in, you know.
Right.
Like here it is, and then we'll go. That was 2014. Was the first one. So we're going up until now.
Yeah.
But we haven't done not even 350 yet.
But see, the problem is that so many the arguments on Facebook have grown to the point where used to when it first started, it's like you know, every once in a while we'd get. Couple good ones here and there, but now it's like they all were great.
Well, plus
the world started to melt.
Sometimes you'd.
I'm not saying that for like ice caps. I just mean like on fire, melting, whatever you want to say.
Sometimes you would get the message early on that, well, hey guys, you didn't get all of the argument. Like well, it goes forever. You have to capture what you think is the you know the crux of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that sometimes. You get some criticism. Well, hey, look, trying to do a good thing. You know.
So far on all of them, everyone's. There's not a don't get rid of it. It's all, but I mean, it's just literally right as that song was playing right before we went on the air, we posted those. Yep. So all it's all yes so far.
They that, like it?
To keep
or
it.
They
no, want... to retire it.
Oh,
the question
retire
is,
it.
Should we retire it?
And everybody says yes.
So far, all the votes have been yes, which I appreciate. Wow. I mean, I do. Like, it's.
I don't want to keep doing it and people don't like it. Then they get real mad about it.
Well, I mean, no matter what we decide to do, it's not going to please everybody. But it's just.
But you know what? Now it's one of those, hey, if you didn't vote, why are you bitching type situation? Like we like to say to people, you know, if they don't vote in elections.
Right.
Even though they are American and get an opinion.
Yeah. And I want you to print out a piece of paper that says I voted. And I want you to staple it to your shirt today. We don't have cool stickers or anything.
No.
And we also don't care where you're from.
Ooh.
We don't care your age, but men only. No, just kidding. Women are allowed as well.
This is going to be interesting because when the podcast hits, which is nationally,
yes.
There's a lot of downloads from all over the country. I think that's going to change.
Here's a good text. Guys, I love Facebook fussing, but it's that thing where I've heard it so much I kind of take it for granted, so maybe put it on the shelf for a little while.
Yeah,
see, but
see
our
that.
Problem with putting things on shelves is we forget about those things on the shelves. And they're there forever. Like, we forget about the things on the shelves.
That is very true. Plus, if there's a popular fussing that's going around, I mean, we've done it.
Right.
I've seen it. I get submissions of ones we've done already.
Guys, I've been listening to you for at least 10 years, which how long did you say we'd been doing
11.
We've been doing Fussing for 11 years?
Yep.
I've been listening to you for 10 years. If I was a newer listener, I would probably say no, but having heard it for 10 years, I'd probably say yes. But it's not like every day. God, that sounds bad now. I mean, that does. That sounds bad now. I've listened to it for 10 years.
What?
Shoot. Why didn't somebody say something before this?
See, I didn't know if it was going to be a thing where it just kind of trailed off a little bit or if it was going to stop completely. I mean, I'm cool either way with what people decide, but it may be one of those situations where we go a long time without it and they're like, hey, I want to hear one again.
Hey, surely there's God, now our Twitter's all about the Bret Hart stuff, which is, I mean, either way, good press is press.
Hell yeah.
Maybe some of those people will vote in it.
Maybe Bret even told his buddies about it. He's like, oh, we did this radio show, and they were very good.
He's not Irish.
They were very nice.
I do love the way, like, I heard it again on the interview.
Owen.
I love the way he says it. Owen. And also, shout out to, I can't remember her name now. We drank her breast milk. I mean, I know her, like, shoot name, but I can't think of her P1 name. Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, I can't think of the, like, I don't want to say her real name.
I know, I don't want to say her real name. But anyway, one of our longtime listeners, she went to see Bret Hart. That was cool.
Let's call her Blonde Bomber.
Blonde Bombshell, I think is the P1 name.
That might be it.
I just know the real name, but that's why we do that. It's for kayfabe.
She could motorboat herself. It's quite fun to see.
Also, we didn't drink it from the tap. Let's point that out.
Nope.
We did not.
Wasn't offered.
That's actually how we all met, I believe. It's like, hey, we're just wondering, like, does breast milk taste like real milk? And she called in and said, you know what? I actually pumped up a bunch here recently, and I'll bring it down to you. And we tested it.
She said, why don't you tell me? Whoop! Whopped them out.
No, she didn't. Oh, man, it was pre-ready.
They do that a lot now with the pumps. I'm like, this ain't as good as...
I mean, it's like 50-50 on text.
I forgot about the text component.
Yeah. 1-800-774-0093. Hell yes, I've hated it for the last 5 years. Hell no! Don't get rid of it. That's like taking away... Okay, they're being sarcastic now. That's like taking away the national anthem before sports games. Some in the South, they still do it. And wrestling, I think. Yeah, wrestling, they did it the other night.
The poll was the best way to go about it because other than that, I'm thinking we got like a council of like our own little electoral college of high-ranking P1s, but how the hell would you even figure that out?
I think if we have like the real phone number or, if like that's the way we would do it. How like your big Browns of the world, your Bojangles, as mentioned.
Looper.
Edith.
I'd even throw Party Man in there.
Party Man's in for sure.
What kind of time do you want to give it as far as was as time restricted anyway, right? Like 24 hours?
Yeah, the poll on the social media is 24 hours, yeah. So just go in there. It's not going to hurt my feelings anyway, either way.
Don't intimidate voters.
No, and don't sell your vote either. Don't say, sell your vote. Hey.
You be me.
Are you on Twitter? Yeah, hey, let me see your phone for a minute. I want to vote in this thing.
Or don't do the trick where you hack it. I'm not going to tell you how, but don't do it.
You know how?
Yeah.
Well, don't you hack it either.
It's pretty simple.
Because I know you want to get rid of it. Okay.
Ooh, I don't want to influence the vote either way. It's illegal.
Look at this, man. Like, this is really, like, taking off about the back to the Bret Hart thing. Like, people are on there talking about John Cena, was taken up for events. And people are like, John Cena needs to listen to this interview. Holy bum.
Oh, no.
Look at that, finally.
Just when you think you want to ask him about Vince, you're like, I don't know if I should or not. Like, is he going to answer it?
I did not plan on mentioning those two, Vince McMahon to Bret Hart. I did not because I know how he feels. I certainly wasn't going to mention Bill Goldberg.
Oh, no.
Definitely not going to mention Goldberg. I did want to, tell him, how much I loved his brother and how awful That's I feel awful. For all that. Oh. But
it's one of those you got to throw it out there because, I mean, we might not even talk to him again.
I'm just surprised he stayed doing it after that happened with his brother. And you wouldn't even want to resign?
He was top of the heap.
Yeah, he had already left the company at that point. But, yeah.
Not have nothing to do with them. And
I know.
It's very sad.
But this interview right here may...
They couldn't afford him, Paige.
I mean, I don't know what this would get us. other than a bunch of like social media stuff, but still. I mean, maybe there's always the thought that somebody like, oh my God, I listen to these guys. They're fun. I'm going to start listening to them every day.
Yes.
Now.
It should put us in the conversation of, you know, when you want to talk to somebody.
Right.
They come here first.
Right.
Any of the boys.
It matters. Yeah. It matters. You should have seen the line waiting for Bret Hart's autograph the other night versus the line to get in at Raw. Didn't sell out. The only one so far this year didn't sell out. Why? Because they didn't choose to do anything with us this time. And I will run to my grave. Well, I won't run, but I will go to my grave with that feeling. The only one that didn't. They just, oh, they're going to be talking about it. We don't need to spend any money.
Mm-mm. We didn't talk about it.
We'll tell you. You got to cut a check,
Paul.
Right. All right.
Don't buy all the spots now.
Oh, my God. Bret Hart's on the phone again.
He's calling back.
He's back on the phone. No, just kidding. But go check out the interview. And for those of you who don't have social media access and whatnot, a special something coming up for you next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Shaw.
It is an honor, an absolute freaking honor.
Privilege.
To talk to the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, Bret the Hitman Hart. Good morning, sir.
Nice to talk to you guys.
I mean, really, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan, and I'll tell you a funny thing is I was thinking about this interview a lot yesterday, and I'll do that without the use of a computer. I'll just sit there with a pen and a piece of paper, and I started writing down all these questions, and I had to look at it from two different ways here, Bret. I had to look at it from my point of view and that of our listeners, and there's stuff that I would ask you that our listeners might not even know what I was talking about. But I also didn't want to sit there and just say, hey, you know, you're this I didn't want to Chris Farley it. I didn't want to say, oh, you're this legend. But I do, before we get into the heart of all this thing, I want to thank you what you've done for professional wrestling and, you know, to the industry itself, an industry that, oddly enough, I don't think gives you your just due still at this point, but thank you, though. I want to get that out of the way. Thank you so much for putting your body on the line all those years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in what I did and how well I did it.
Prior to you lacing up the boots in 78, I believe, 1978, who would you say was the premier, the greatest champion of that era prior to you starting? So let's say pre-78. Who was the greatest? Because, you know, there's the various Mount Rushmores, but when it talks about the golden age, who would you say that would be?
You know, it's a little bit hard to answer because it's all sort of it was what territories you were familiar with. You know, like I wasn't really that familiar. I'd never watched Ric Flair, for example, in my life, so I never knew anything about him,
right?
Other than seeing pictures of him and sort of hearing how what a great great wrestler he was becoming, mm-hmm. and that I think he was champion like in those around those days for me. So
yeah,
I mean, he was somebody that I knew about, but I never watched him. Mm-hmm. And same with Ricky Steamboat. I mean, I saw pictures of him, but I never watched him. Never got to see him. It wasn't on TV or anything for me. So it's more the guys I would name are guys that might not rate, you know, to you who you didn't see. But I remember, for example, Antonio Inoki was a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Fujinami was another guy. Tatsumi Fujinami over in Japan was
right. We're huge really marks.
Good. Yeah, we really know.
The guys. I was thinking more, I guess, along the lines of, like, you know, Luthez and like those kinds of names, you know, right before the 70s. You know, the Buddy Rogers of the world, stuff like that.
The guy that comes to mind, and because someone did ask me this question yesterday about the guy I'm going to talk about, but Nick Bockwinkel from the AWA up in Minneapolis was as good a wrestler as there ever was. I mean, there was, I don't think anybody, you take all the classic champions like Dory Funk and Terry Funk and Hardy Race, and there was nobody, none of those guys were better than Nick Bockwinkel.
Right.
God, Vern had a lot of good guys up there. He might have had a stacked roster of anybody over the years.
Yeah. But it's hard to say. I grew up with a guy named Archie the Stomper Gouldy, who was a big villain in my dad's territory. But he was, to me, he was one of the greatest wrestlers that ever put on a pair of boots. He was such a great villain and such a great worker.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys I know never rated him at all. So it's like... it depends on who you know, what era and what,
sure.
You know.
But even, you know, like, I was just going to say, mentioning AWA, like with Stampede, with your father's promotion. I mean, let's talk, not just you, let's talk about Owen. God love him. God bless him. Loved your brother, dude.
Yeah.
Pit Bulls, a guy that a lot of people probably don't know the name of, a guy, Leo Burke. All these guys came out of Stampede. I mean, what was the big difference maker? What was your dad doing differently than everyone else was?
Well, you know, it's all sort of, you know, it's what you do, whatever you can at the time kind of thing. But my dad really did the first Monday Night Raw kind of wrestling. Like, he did a live TV show that was taped. But it was live Friday night, and it aired Saturday morning, right. So there was really any editing or anything, but it was put together, and it was live with sort of, you know, interviews that were done between matches,
right?
And if you really kind of scale it back, that's really what Vince McMahon did with Monday Night Raw. He took 90 minutes of live wrestling with interspersed with promos and whatnot. But really, so I could say my dad was the pioneer. He didn't do the studio wrestling, which is what so many places. I think probably you guys watch a lot of studio wrestling.
Oh, yeah. From the Omni in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah. The Crockett.
Three or four beats and, you know, a bunch of fans that that aren't real, you know, connoisseurs of wrestling. I don't think. I never watched. I think what my dad tried to do was better. Like, I liked... Like, when I watch wrestling back today and I watch a match of mine with with Leo Burke or somebody in Stampede Wrestling, it's it comes across more real. You know, it's like, and compared to studio wrestling that I didn't, I never really did studio wrestling except for places that I worked every now and then. But it was never the same. It was kind of like a cheap way to do wrestling. And I just don't think it
gave the more character development too with all those interviews and backstage stuff. I mean, it gave the excellent.
You know, this leads perfectly into my question, Brett, because if you watch the first couple years of Raw, your parents were featured, you know, in some angles here or there, but I felt personally Lawler really kind of ripped into your parents. I know it's a part of the show, but were you ever comfortable with the way your parents were used on the show? Did it bother you any?
Especially your mom.
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
You know, it was a funny thing. I'll tell you a funny story, is that Lawler was talking about my mom and my dad and Stu putting his teeth in backwards, or, you know, I can't remember what it was. He was having a lot of fun saying stuff about my dad. And it was my brother Owen that came up to me and said, he's going too strong. And I don't like it. And he went too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He just.
He was upset about it. And I was like, you know, I'll wait till I get home. Like, you know, we'll talk to my mom and dad and see how they are with all this stuff. And we came up to the house. Owen and I both met up in my dad's house. I think Owen might even been a heel then. You know, we weren't necessarily friends yet. Like, we had to be careful when we went up to the Hart house. We always kayfabe. And
even at home,
thank God.
Even at home, yeah, there was a lot of the biggest marks in the world are in my house. That's my dad's house.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so we would sneak in and then go meet upstairs and talk to my mom and dad. And we went into my mom and dad's office, and they were in tears laughing about Jerry Lawler.
Oh, good.
They were so, my mom was like, oh, that Jerry Lawler. And she was like, and they were having so much fun with it. I remember I looked at Owen and I kind of shrugged my shoulders, and he looked at me and he was like, he was stunned. And because Owen was real worked up about it. And, it was like, I'm so glad I didn't say anything, because we could tell from just the way they reacted that they were actually having more fun with it than anyone.
Oh, so, yeah.
I thought Stu could handle it, but when you talk about mom, you get into a certain territory, you know, where it's just too much.
Well, he said something about my dad, you know, having a heart attack or something like that. That was what got Owen mad. It's like, what if he did have a heart attack?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, well, I don't know. What if he didn't? You know, like, it's like
they loved it.
It was in the end, it was like we both realized how much my mom and dad really had fun with it.
Yeah.
And then they weren't worked up about it at all.
You mentioned a moment ago that you had never seen Ric Flair actually wrestle. When you were transitioning into tagging with the Anvil, did you, I know there was magazines and very, very early tape trading, but did you ever get to see like the Rock and Roll Express or the Midnight Express or any of those tag teams in the old Crockett days? Did you ever get to see that?
You know, every once in a while you'd wrestle somewhere where they would come on TV and you could see it. Yeah. But it was usually like Ric Flair. To be really honest, I never saw him. Like, I'd see him on TV on a Saturday when I was packing my stuff up and getting ready to go to the airport or something.
Yeah.
But I'd look and I'd see him on TV, but he was never wrestling. He was always cutting a promo or building into, or they showed a highlight of his match or something, but I never got to really watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the Midnight Express. You know, I got to see different times, different matches with different guys, but I don't know that I ever saw their best stuff. I don't know. I don't really know what I watched. I have an idea of what they were like and how, but I never really got to have someone say, here, these are the best five matches they ever had, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, like, you really got to watch these. You know, like, I wish I could. I would love to sit down and watch.
Right.
Some real, I've always heard really, really good things about them. So they're certainly respected far and wide. So.
Stu didn't ever have scaffold matches up there in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, would you have done? So. Yeah, right?
Not in the basement. The ceiling's a little too low.
The ladder match was, and cage match were regulars in Stampede Wrestling.
Right, but, yeah. But scaffold, yeah. My Lord.
You know, Brett, your history with Vince McMahon is legendary. It goes without saying. I think it's fair to say maybe hot and cold over the years. Do you ever foresee a future where Vince is back in the wrestling business, or is it over?
Only if he buys another business. You know, he's got enough money. I heard something about him and Hulk Hogan might open up some kind of wrestling company or something. But I mean, I don't have a lot of faith in that matchup.
Do you think the business...
Vince had a great mind. I don't know, like, from what I gather, talking to young wrestlers that are in WWE today, that Vince became a big obstacle to getting things done at the end. He became almost too much of a tyrant, or, you know, he seemed to be unhappy with everything everybody was doing and sort of scrub ideas midway through the show.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me that since the day he left, it's been tranquil and business has been better and everyone has a better attitude. So, I mean, Vince may have just burned himself out after a while where, yeah, you know, how many ideas can a guy come up with in wrestling lines, storylines and stuff.
I could see that. What did you do when you heard that? Was there one of those Bret Hart smiles? I mean, what was literally going through your mind when you heard that?
Well, I, you know, immediately thought, and I still do, that I should draw it all on a blackboard drawing.
You're a great artist, by the way. You are. You're a great artist.
I would love to draw some of that for the wrestlers in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would draw that on the blackboard, and it would just be so... so, everything that happened. John Laurinaitis and just the fades that they were doing with that poor girl.
Yeah,
Shame on all of them. I mean, that's just terrible. Yep. I don't know. I've always been, you know, I've had ups and downs with Vince McMahon, and in a lot of ways, I have a lot of respect for him. But at the same time, I find what happened there inexcusable, and just there's no place for that.
Yeah.
I think Vince McMahon became a predator, and used wrestling as his backdrop for all of his sort of evil. And this tells me that, you know, too much money can turn you into a bad person.
It's true. You can have money can buy everything, but power, and that's the thing that a lot of people like that seek, is that power and that, you know, domineering kind of style. Bret Hart, such a freaking honor to talk to you, sir. I want to again say I loved your brother. I can't imagine. I just want to say from my heart, like, I appreciate you being as open talking about all that stuff as you have been over the years.
Well, I miss my brother Owen too, and I feel that his legacy's never waned. People have remembered him, and will always remember him. So. Yeah.
Brett, yes, Hitman Hart, God bless you, sir.
Legend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. You guys take care. God bless. Well.
Thank you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
God bless you.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with a story on traveling. 5% of Americans have never visited another state. Like, they've only stayed in their own state.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, especially if, you know, you just want to take a quick day trip to the next one. Gotta go to Sky Top or Justice Orchard. Or
well, 60% of Americans.
Start with the Plugola.
Say they've been to 30 or more states. That's 16%. And 5% of the adults say they've never been to another state. So they just stayed, like, wherever they are.
Yeah.
And their whole life. Didn't go
in
anywhere
their whole
else.
Life, that's, yes. That's and I've never been to Europe, but I want to go.
I've never been to Europe. I've never been to. I've been to less continents. I've been more incontinent more than I've been
I've
two
been
continents.
To, you know, tropical place.
Where do you go? You all right?
Yeah, I just had to. Oh. I was rubbing my legs.
Oh, okay. That was weird. Like, you just totally disappeared.
And he was growing.
Yeah, just kind of.
Well, when you saw a big guy fall over, I mean, you need to investigate.
It's time for you to resuscitate.
I appreciate
yeah.
you.
Don't wait, resuscitate.
I would give him ass to mouth just like
you would
that.
You have to.
I would.
Not
to.
You have to give him the hind leg move.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Maneuver.
Wow.
Oops. I said
I'd shoot him with a bullet for him.
It's a new one on me.
It's Heinrich. My bad.
You all right?
Sure, she said.
Yeah. She said something about she's on the rag.
God.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Oh, well.
On the rag, I see.
Oh, I get you. It. See, it's just little misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What if you called your trucker husband, you're not yours, but anyone, said, hey, where you at? I'm on the rig. Ooh, gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
You know what? We met a couple at the Spartanburgers game. We met some dump truckers.
Yeah, oh, dude, I know. Man. We
That's
were like,
cool.
Wow, like all the dump truckers love us.
They're real truckers.
Did they all have their dump trucks parked out front like a big group?
Not
That'd
at
be
all.
Cool.
No, but it was just like, hey, what do you do? For
I'm
a living. Yes. And so I drive a truck. Truck driver. I drive a dump truck.
I thanked him for his work service.
Yeah.
Shook his hand.
I thanked him for, you know, not really hitting those potholes hard and sending gravel on my windshield.
Oh, yeah. You don't want any debris on your,
it's problematic.
On your shield.
I said, you know, a million thank yous can never be enough, but hopefully season two of Tulsa King will start.
Hopefully. Praise Jesus.
As I handed it to him from the table.
I asked him if he had any gravel on him.
I keep a pocket full of my lucky rocks.
That's my lucky rock right here.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right. So would you be weirded out by an adult man watching Lilo and Stitch in a theater by himself? Is that a no-go?
What does he look like? That's a big...
Does that have a big predator flag on? Like you're gonna...
Yeah. If he's dressed like me and he's showing up to... I mean, it's probably, you know, sit close to your kids. But that's one that you're not going to turn the kids loose at anyway.
God, do you think you look like that?
Well, I mean, an overweight guy in gym shorts going to watch
a
cartoon?
You look like a football coach.
Well, okay, that's worse. I got a whistle. I'll put your kid through the drills. Luckily, you know, kids are watching that movie by themselves. Parents are always with them.
Damn it. Let's go back to pre-80.
How did this ever come up about seeing a man at Lilo and Stitch? Well, it actually happened. A man in the UK was there, and a mom took her kids to see the movie and noticed the adult man sitting by himself, munching on snacks and watching the movie.
Snacks.
Munching.
And then she posted on a parent's forum asking if it was reasonable to find this odd to find somebody. But maybe he just kind of liked
right.
cartoons.
Yeah, it's probably so. I mean, I think there's a lot of, I don't know what's wrong with it. I had issues with it, I think, at first. But like, you know, with people still keeping toys around their house and stuff and they don't have kids. But I don't have issue with it. Like, I know that when you, especially if you grow up with like poor, not poor, but like you don't have a whole lot of money and like you want to get those toys when you get older that you couldn't have when you were getting, yeah, I'll get that. I totally get that. Now this, though, I mean, does he not have a nephew or a niece he wants to treat and make it a little more,
Maybe he doesn't. Yeah. Maybe he wished he'd had grandchildren, and maybe he's just practicing on trying to be a grandpa. We don't know.
Quit tugging at my heartstring. He's got to have one left.
He's got to go at night. He's got to go to the last show. You just have to.
Why do they show him at night, first off? Why would they show a kid's cartoon past, like, 8 o'clock?
That's kind of weird.
I would go for that. That's like the Adult Swim of kids' movies.
Well, I remember my husband told Jared, my stepson, when we were
watching... Bonus son.
When we were watching Chowder and SpongeBob, Jared needs to watch educational TV. That Chris was annoyed that he was watching that, wasting our time. And I came home one day, and my grown-up husband was watching cartoons. But not just any cartoons.
Which one?
Pornographic.
No, the adult, whatever, the chicken one, what was that?
Robot Chicken?
Yeah.
I like this one.
That's like Claymation, though. I mean, that was for adults.
I like to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So what? I like Meatwad.
I like Rick and Morty. Paige, you're going to be Morty this
but
year.
But it's not that he was pedophile or anything. I just thought that, you know, he's telling someone that he needs to watch educational TV and then... It's okay for you. You're an adult to watch junk.
Well, I mean, you know, you think about a kid thinking about like, so how do they live underwater? I mean, there's so many questions that it's going to open up. Like
with SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Is it real?
I saw a funny meme that we're talking about this. Somebody put a picture up of the Magic School Bus and it said, the Magic School Bus could be in your SH right now and you'd never know.
That's true.
They said the word.
So maybe this lady has a point that there's other... There's adult cartoons that you should be watching and leave the stuff for the kids.
Right. Is that a ride they have at like Universal or something? You ride the Reading Rainbow through someone's colon or
probably
anything?
Probably now that they have the Super Nintendo World open.
Yeah.
Well, there's miles and miles of colon. We can dissect somebody and see.
It'd be worth a long wait in line, wouldn't it?
Miles.
It's like a 45-hour amusement park ride. Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about the toys, buying the toys you couldn't afford?
Yeah.
Are we talking about a couple? Or what if they unbox them and put them like in some display around the house? Is that a little psychotic, maybe?
Well, that sounds like 40-year-old virgin. But, I mean, whatever floats everybody's boat.
Like, it's worse if you take them out of the box and, like, set them up in a pose.
In my office at home. In my office, no less, I have my Ric Flair robe on a real mannequin.
That's kind of why, I mean, it makes sense.
No, it's...
You can't just hang it up or just throw it somewhere.
Well,
you
can put it in a frame or whatever.
What, is it just,
I can't put it on then.
Is it just the mannequin body or is it just like a head?
It's not a head. Okay. It's just like, it's the headless body.
Now, that'd be weird if you had the head on it and you drew like Rick's face.
Put a little blonde wig on there as well.
Yep. That would be a little too much.
Yeah. I had a little sound where he talked crap about people that were going through hard times.
Hard times, baby.
You do the voices with it. Did that DeAndre Hopkins life-size mannequin that got in that display, that's cool. You got something like that.
Who has that?
It's at a museum in Clemson somewhere. Oh. I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind don't trying rob to it. Break in and
don't
steal
you,
it.
Don't
and
you,
keep
you,
it.
I knew you were
don't
saying
you
that.
Do it.
Don't say that.
But it's pretty cool, like, you know, if you have one of those. It's a display. Nobody give you crap for it.
Right.
You setting up little figurines around the house.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild. But what if you went to somebody's house and they had like a 6 foot tall, like literal Darth Vader statue? Like they got the one from Wayfair.
I would have to ask, like, you're trying to move this, right? Like you're going to sell it.
You flipping this thing, brother?
They would have to flip it. If they're like, I'm keeping it, I'm like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with it? Do you attach a toy to it and you kind of go to town against it, like pinning it?
He rents it out on Father's Day to tell you he's not the father.
So he can make some money with it.
I am your father.
So
he never said that.
Interestingly, back to the story about the man watching this cartoon and this woman getting really upset and thought that he needs to leave because she was uncomfortable that a man was enjoying.
So she went and told him you have to leave?
So she did this poll.
Evil bitch woman.
Social media, and the overwhelming answer was yes, she was being unreasonable. More than 3,000 people voted, and 95% of them said there's nothing wrong with a grown man going to see a kid's movie by himself.
Maybe he identifies as a child.
There is probably going around. I had a lady look at me during Spider-Man, but I was asking her questions before the movie started. So,
did you have a bunch of snacks?
No.
Well, Spider-Man is different, though.
Yeah.
He got some goobers.
No goobers.
He had goober breath, but he hadn't eaten any. It was weird.
She said, why are you asking me all this?
She's acting like a runt right now. What she's doing.
Run out of candies.
I'm going to choke you with a nerd rope.
Oh, boy.
Show me those snow caps. Show me those whoppers. Hey!
Oh, we'll leave it there.
Other ones.
All right, Paige, thank you.
Goob Stoppers.
M&M's in your popcorn is the best.
That really is good.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Not the peanut M&M's because those suck.
M&M's.
Why do you hate on nuts?
Yeah, why do you hate on nuts? They're healthy for you.
Just not in M&M's. It's just not a good fit. Now, if you like pistachios separately or some mixed nuts, mulatto nuts, whatever you want to call them, cashews, you know, those are good, but like in chocolate, no. Almonds.
Wow. Do you like chocolate-covered...
Raisins?
No. Well, do you? Raisinets?
Well, I like the oatmeal-covered raisins better.
Oatmeal-covered raisins?
Or yogurt, excuse me. Yogurt-covered raisins.
I was about to say. All right. You sure you don't smoke weed?
I can't afford
it. He does because he puts M&M's in his popcorn.
The cartels put fentanyls in them. I'm not trying to die.
I was wondering... They said now that like weed is at not an all-time low. That wouldn't be possible. But like, you know, it hasn't
leveled out, I guess.
Well, inflation hasn't really caught up with that. And that's like, oh, I wonder, that's weird. Interesting.
Do they know how to properly price drug dealers? I mean, they know grams and ounces, but they don't know about inflation, right?
They own banks. Are you kidding?
Talk about your low level.
But you said that. I'm wondering, like, why they keep it low just to... you know, put other things in it, maybe?
Yeah, cut it with whatever. Keep a lot of competition.
Keep you in distracted mode so you don't follow your dreams and do your stuff.
I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't want to say that.
Say it.
Why would they not want to sell you the pure stuff? They say they want to cut it so you'll come back and get it. But if it's really good, wouldn't you come back either way?
I think too much will kill you and you would not be a good customer then.
Yeah, they want you to get addicted to it.
They want you to be a repeat customer. They don't want to kill you.
Why they put the fentanyl in it then?
Just to, you're like, man, you got some banging stuff here.
This is addictive. They
don't realize what you're getting.
They don't mean to kill people.
All right, I don't know enough about fentanyl, I guess, because I thought if you just touched it, it would kill you.
Well, that is a misnomer. That like the whole, there is a commercial, or it used to be a PSA commercial that would play, and it would say 1 grain of fentanyl could kill the Eastern Seaboard.
I saw the woman who picked up the dollar bill with it on it, and she was flipping out.
Was she high?
No, she just
touched it. How do you know
it.
That it was on there?
Remember, that was a big story. She said there was fentanyl on the money. She touched it, and she's all, flipping out and going crazy.
God,
I think it did test positive.
I put it all over Paige's mic this morning.
That's why it's drooping. I have impotent mic today, thanks to you.
Damn.
I'll blame it on you.
Damn. Someone call Frank Thomas to get her microphone fixed.
He's a ball player.
All right, we take a break. Thank you. We will take a break, I should say. When we come back, I'll check the polls and tell you where that's standing. And we're only going to do it for 24 hours, so whatever it says is whatever we do.
You better get in and vote.
Get in and vote on our social media at The Rise Guys. We'll look at that when we come back and get to your phone calls as well as The Rise Guys. Happy Monday.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.